The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. It's Andy Brownell. Saturday. Another, well, pretty darn nice Saturday, in fact. And we are with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results. After Robin, you were away again.
I was. I tell you, the end of the year, everybody saves their real estate meetings for fall because they know how crazy life is for realtors in spring and summer. And so we ended up with the top 1%, the RE/MAX Elite Retreat. And then we barely got home from that. Well, then we took a little jaunt to Kansas City for a football game. So that was just a fun trip. And then we got back and it was time to go to Boston for the National Association of Realtors Convention, which we don't always go to every year, but I was really glad we went this year. It was a lot of fun.
So is this is everybody, right?
Yeah. All the, you know, no matter which real estate company, whether it's your mom and pop shop or it's RE/MAX or Coldwell Banker or whatever brand, it's literally for the National Association of Realtors. So it's the NAR. Event. You hear me talk a lot about Lawrence Yun, who is the chief economist for NAR. So that was probably one of the coolest parts about this convention is he's there live in person talking about, you know, his forecasts and what he sees happening. And he's a pretty smart dude. He studies this pretty closely and he's usually right on the mark. Now, he made some predictions in 23 that didn't come to be exactly right, but he thinks that it's been sluggish enough now these last couple of years that this is the year home sales are really going to pick up. So in 2025, he is predicting between existing home sales and new home sales, we'll have about 20% more home sales in 2025 Oh, wow. Than we had in 2024. So yeah, a lot of good information for sure. I actually think I'm going to try to make an effort to do the NAR conference. We've gone in the past and always have enjoyed it and got a lot out of it. But of course, when we were taking care of my parents, we would try to venture out as little as possible because they really liked us to stay close. And unfortunately, we've lost them both. And so that's no longer an obstacle. So I think, and they had it in Boston, which, you know, it was windy and it was a little cold, no worse than here. But I mean, not that we can complain about weather today, but I'm just saying no worse than here for normal circumstances in November, right? But I see the next 5 years they're going to do it in five warm places. So don't be surprised if I go the next couple of years. We'll see how it goes. But the reason we went, Andy, and I think you know this because we are friends on Facebook, but the NAR, the National Association of Realtors, has this really cool award called the Good Neighbor Award. And they pick, now keep in mind, there are like 1.5 million realtors, okay? And they pick five winners each year from that whole slew of realtors who are doing good things in their communities. So it's a huge honor to win that award. And Scott and I won that award back in 2008. And this year, they brought all the award winners together from 25 years. Well, there's 125 of us. They weren't all there. But there was probably about 75 there. And then there were the five new winners this year that were awarded their trophy on stage and were acknowledged, and they make videos about them and everything. So it was really cool. I loved that part of the conference because it was the 25th anniversary. We spent a lot of time together. So there was a Good Neighbor booth where you could go up and you could watch everybody's videos. So of course, Scott and I rewatched our video and rewatched some of the other videos. And then we had a celebration dinner, which started at like 6 p.m. on Saturday with, you know, the happy hour business. And then we didn't get out of there till 10, but it felt like we were there 20 minutes because it was just so much fun to listen to the stories of the new winners and just reconnect with some of the past winners. And then the next morning, Sunday morning, we had a breakfast and roundtable from 8:30 until like 12:30. So we got to spend like 8 hours just with this group of people, and it is fascinating. I mean, honestly, just Google the Good Neighbor Award winners from NAR and watch some of those videos. We're sitting in this room and we're going around and they're like, I have fed 1 million homeless people. You know, my organization has built 12 homes for military veterans. My organization has raised, you know, $3 million in the last 3 years doing golf tournaments. I mean, this guy does, he's from Waconia, Minnesota, and he raises $1 million a year at a golf tournament that he then turns around and gives to charities. I mean, just a room full of people who are doing some really good stuff. And Sarah, the head of that, said that it is a known fact that realtors do more like volunteering than the general public, but the Good Neighbor Award winners do 80% more volunteering / giving than the general public. So I felt pretty proud to be a part of that group, and it felt really rewarding to be surrounded by that group, because as I listened to what they all do, I just felt so humbled. I'm like, yeah, I'm not sure we should have been an award winner, but you know, a lot of people felt that way and said the same. So it was honestly a big honor and really cool to be back together. And they do, this Good Neighbor Award group gets together at these events. So that's why more than anything, I want to start going to them more often, because that really fed my soul. I will say.
I bet you hang out with that group of people, you come away pretty motivated.
I did. And you know, like I said, the week before I was with the RE/MAX Elite Retreat, right? So, I mean, with my production, I'm in the top 0.5% in the country with RE/MAX. So when I'm with those people, I'm hearing about all their fabulous vacations and new cars and new vacation homes. And I don't know, it's just very, not necessarily anywhere nearly as fulfilling than listening to people talk about all the good they do with their money that they earn. And I mean, that's always been my why. I always feel like the more I make, the more I can give, the more people I can help. And that's what motivates me. So when I sat in that room at that breakfast, I was like, I'm with my people. Feels good. Yeah, I loved it.
And I guess maybe I was going to ask you that, what kind of things were you hearing? Because when you go to the RE/MAX events, I imagine there's a little bit different vibe there.
Well, you know, I think what I liked about it is when I go to the RE/MAX events, and believe me, you know, I bleed RE/MAX. I love the brand. I'm super proud to be working for the brand. So it's just that we hear about what's going on at RE/MAX, what's going on within the brand. And it's just such a broader view when you go to the National Association of Realtors Convention, because it's like, what's going on in our world, in our field, you know, in our profession, and just, it's just a much bigger scope. So it was really good. It was a good meeting to end the year on. I'll say that.
I imagine with conversations you had with realtors throughout the country, you might have planted the seed that many of them might want to move to Rochester.
Well, you know, the fact of the matter is, I think that we have a pretty good thing going on here. It's a darn nice place to live. And we know that, and we talk about that a lot. And as we've also discussed a lot in recent months, is the growth that we're going to see in Rochester is going to be just, it's something to wrap your head around, for sure.
It's hard to wrap your head around it.
It is. It is. But when I moved here, I know you've lived here your whole life. But when I moved here, it was to attend school right after high school. I was a whopping 17 years old, fresh out of high school, and came to go to RCTC. And the population of Rochester was 60,000, and we're past 120. So we've more than doubled in the last 40 years.
I think it was called RCC back then.
It was RCC, from Rochester Community College. You got that right.
Well, Robin, we have to take a break already. We'll do that and come right back. Chat some more with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results on News Talk 1340, KROC AM, and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. Good morning. We're with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results, fresh from the National Association of Realtors Conference. That was California, right, Robin?
No, Boston.
Oh, California, Boston. That's right. You mentioned it was chilly.
Yeah. No, it was Boston.
You were in California for the Remax one.
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay.
A few weeks ago.
And we just kind of quickly mentioned the very prominent economist with the National Association of Realtors and his very optimistic prediction for the coming year a prediction that didn't quite turn out as good as anybody hoped for this year. Did he discuss maybe the reasons why, perhaps?
Yes.
Things did not go quite as planned?
So I wasn't at the conference in 2023, but you know that I follow him really closely,
right?
And I'm always quoting his numbers and his forecasts. So when he did take the stage in 2023, he proposed that existing home sales would rise by 13%. And new home sales would jump by 19% in 2024. So, I mean, that would have been 33%, 32% more home sales than the previous year. That did not happen. But that forecast was predicted in part on the assumption that inflation would ease, and that didn't happen, pushing mortgage rates low, and that didn't happen. So instead, the opposite happened, and we saw crazy, crazy high rates. You know, throughout March and April, they peaked at like 7.22 and then finally hit the highest of 7.25 in early May. So that really kind of screwed that up. And home prices stayed high, but unfortunately, the low inventory even became lower because people were just not willing to move. They were like, well, we refinanced in the glory days, right? So we're sitting here with a 2.5% interest rate. So even though we would really, really, really like a bigger house or really, really, really like a smaller house or maybe move closer to grandma and grandpa or whatever it is, they thought it's a tough pill to swallow to give up that 2.5% interest rate and go up by 4 to 4.5 points. And so people just sat still. They stayed still.
You can't. And there was some, you know, the markets got weird too, not necessarily the real estate market, but the financial markets.
Right.
Which, even though the Fed cut rates, we saw mortgage rates inch up because what was happening, it's so complex. The Treasury market behaved strangely, and a lot of that was attributed to the uncertainty over the election.
Right.
So I think, in my opinion, at least, being very much an amateur, that just the election being done, regardless of who won and who lost, just having a winner will create some stability.
Have some normalcy back here. Absolutely right. And in his exact words on stage, and I will quote him, were 2024 has been a very difficult year on many fronts. And we did not get the home sales recovery this year after an awful 2023. So from a real estate standpoint, sales, you know, went down from 2022 to 2023 and then even worse in 2024. And now this is, of course, broad, big picture, right? I think I've shared with you, we're having a fabulous year, and the Gwaltney Group's numbers are literally up almost 25% year over year. So while a lot of people are struggling and a lot of people are selling fewer homes, we are not in that category, and I am grateful for that. So for all of my clients, past, present, and future who are listening, thank you for that. We appreciate it greatly. I've mentioned this before. I don't think it's a fluke. I mean, we do a really good job. We have a great reputation, and we have longevity. You know, reputation is everything. And people, they know the market is different. It's off. It's not the same as it's been, you know, and they do their research and they want to work with very qualified, experienced agents who they can trust. So it's not a coincidence that our numbers have gone up. It's, like I say, we've worked hard to get the reputation that we have, and we're happy that it's paying off in this time when other agents might be struggling a little bit. But, you know, we all have put our work in to get where we are. So that's what I can say.
And we've talked so many times about how valuable that experience is, because when the markets get weird, you can calm the nerves of those who are in the market at the time.
Well, let's face it. It's the uncertainty that causes stress, right? So yeah. When people don't know what to expect, or if they don't know, is this how it's supposed to happen? So if they're working with somebody that can take the uncertainty out of the mix, and we can very confidently explain the process, explain how it's going to work, explain how the offer should come in, where the property is going to sell, what you should expect as sellers, how long it's going to take to sell your house. If we can take that uncertainty out of it, it just really takes the stress out of it, right? And it just makes for a much better transaction.
Yep. Especially when you're better dealing experience. With that unrealistic expectation that was set up during the pandemic. And people still making comparisons, I imagine, and going, no, this actually what's happening now with time on market and things like that is normal.
Yeah. And so we're not, you know, like, and it is hard, especially people who had a good friend or a sibling sell a house in those heydays where, you know, your house is on the market literally a day. You have 13 showings. After the 13 showings, you've got 9 offers and you're selling for over your ask and you're feeling like, woo, this was fun.
Yeah. And I'm now on the lottery.
And yeah, exactly. Wasn't all that fun. But there was a lot of stress behind the scenes, just so you know. But now people are like, oh my gosh, I should have sold then. Well, you didn't sell then because it wasn't the right time for you to sell. That isn't when you were leaving town for a new job or whatever. So let's not look backward. Let's just focus on where we're at and look forward and make the absolute best out of what we're dealing with. So the forecast that sales are going to go up means there are going to be more buyers coming into the market, which means sellers are going to start putting their homes. We're already seeing it. Like our inventory, albeit low, it definitely continues to increase, right? And how many times have I told you that we have such a unique market here in Rochester, just based on the fact that people come here intentionally for 4 years or 6 years, knowing full well when they come that they are going to leave. So it's not like, oh, I didn't like it here, I'm going to leave. They know I'm going to come here and do my residency, do my fellowship, do my residency and my fellowship, do my med school and my residency, whatever. I mean, it's a pre-planned thing. Now, granted, some of those people fall in love with Mayo and get persuaded to stay, even though that wasn't part of their grand plan. But even those people, they might not sell the house that they bought for residency right away, but eventually they move up from that house into a bigger house as they become that on-staff consultant. So we have a pretty unique market in the fact that there's comings and goings and sales. So I think very different than a lot of other markets across the country. And I know this both from speaking to my REMAX network across the country, as well as all of the good neighbor winners across the country and just the different agents. So we are very fortunate. We have a very lively real estate market compared to many.
All right, Robin, we do need to take another break. We'll be back in just a moment with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group REMAX Results. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group REMAX Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We're with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group REMAX Results, Saturday morning on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. And going into the break, we're talking about how unique in a lot of ways the Rochester real estate market is and always probably has been. Have you seen any reports lately on updating what the market is doing now, Rob?
Yeah, so we've been kind of hovering right around that 30 to 35% ratio going in the buyer's favor, right? So basically, we just don't have a large pool of buyers. So even though our inventory is low, it's still, there's still more inventory than there are active buyers in the market. So I think as we see things settle down, like you spoke about earlier, we are going to see more confidence in buyers and more buyers coming on the scene. And truthfully, if you're one of those buyers, now is the time, because it's easy to say, oh, I'll sit back and wait for spring. Well, when spring comes, so do all the new residents, and then things kind of liven up. And if you want to have, you know, more homes to choose from and less competition, little tip, now would be a really good time.
There's, and the weather is pretty darn good still, too.
It is. There's currently 348 active listings in our Rochester and area market, right? So that's pretty darn good. And I will say that most of those are between 200,000 and 400,000, which is, again, where typically most of our buyers are. We've got 71 of them between 200 and 300, and we've got 58 between 300 and 400.
Wow, okay.
So, yeah, so lots of
it is a good time to get out there looking.
It really is. And now if you're a seller and you're feeling beat up and frustrated, maybe this will make you feel a little better. Average days on market right now over all the prices is 78. Okay, so things aren't flying off the market. So if you've been sitting on the market for a couple of months, don't give up, because those buyers are coming for sure.
And once again, going back to historical norms, it's somewhere around 90, isn't it?
Oh, gosh. I can remember when I first got into real estate, we would take listings for a year. That is so depressing. We would sign a listing contract for 1 year, and when we sold it within the first 6 months, we were elated. So, yes. And then, you know, then there were those years. So that's why I'm always such a glass half full girl, because I lived through the 2008, 9, and 10 years where people could not even afford to sell their houses because they owed more on them than they could sell them for. They'd have to bring checks to the table. So you guys, when I say that we're in a good, healthy real estate market, believe me, we really, truly are. Nothing wrong with this Rochester market and only going to get better. And that's not just coming from me. That's coming from the all-knowing Lawrence Yun, the chief economist for the National Association of Realtors. So 25 is going to be a better year, and 26 is going to be even better yet. So
the number of
The
number of jobs being created locally is, I've never seen anything like it since I've been in this business.
Yes, agreed.
And that's got to be creating a really big pent-up demand.
Yep, for sure. So we've got people coming. We've got people going. You've heard me say that I was just at my RE/MAX Elite Retreat, followed by my 4 days in Boston for the National Association of Realtors. So what that really means, guys, is I am super connected to realtors across the country. So back to my point about a lot of people come to Rochester with the full realization that they're going to be leaving after a certain amount of years. If you happen to be one of those people and you're going to be moving, I don't care where, call me, because I can personally put you in touch with an agent that I know personally, have chances are done business with, because we do a lot of referring back and forth. So if you say, oh my gosh, I've been so happy with your service, now I need to find someone just like you in California or someone just like you in Arizona, I can put you in touch with that person. So do not hesitate to reach out to me if you're looking to relocate and you want me to help you find an agent to wherever it is you're going, because I'd be thrilled to do that for you.
Well, I can attest to that. You helped my family out when my daughter needed to find a home elsewhere, and you referred her to an excellent agent, and it was like a storybook ending. It was wonderful.
Well, I love that. I love that. You know me, I'm all about a happy ending. Oh, do I have one more minute?
You do.
Okay. So one of the things I loved at the conference was one of the keynote speakers talked about The world needs more love. Let your clients know that you really care about them and that you really care about their experience, because people are sick of transactional dealings and they want relationships. And I think going back to me saying that, you know, our reputation is good and our success has been high, I think it's because that's always been my mindset. It's always been about making it about the relationships and making it about an awesome experience. So I didn't even need that speaker to tell me that.
And once again, I can attest to that by going to your summer picnics, and it's almost, you know, it is a family atmosphere.
It's like a family reunion and I love it. So there you go. If you want to become a part of our Gwaltney Group family, if you want us to help you with any buying or selling, or even if you just want me to enlighten you, or, you know, educate you about anything to do with real estate, please, please do not hesitate to reach out, because I absolutely love doing it.
Okay, what's that phone number?
507-259-4926.
All right, Robin, great to have you back. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And we'll chat again next weekend with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.